USA News, I'm John Schaefer. At least six people are dead as a massive wildfire burns out of control on Hawaii's Maui Island. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke said today hurricane-force winds in the region and drought conditions have fueled the fire. The fire has devastated the tourist town of Lahaina on the northwestern tip of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green is discouraging all non-essential travel to Hawaii.
This is to protect you and free up flights and hotels for locals who have lost their homes. Speaking with folks at Alaska Airlines, they tell me 2,000 people evacuated to Maui's airport, OGG, plus 65% of Alaska's staff is impacted in one way or another. Alaska's limiting flights to use fewer staff, sending backups to Maui for folks stuck in their homes while simultaneously trying to get as many people off the island as possible. All major airlines have travel waivers in place, either no change fees or refunds. I'm Lucinda Kay.
House Republicans will formally accuse President Biden of corruption. A memo released from House Oversight Committee members argues that it doesn't need to directly show payments from Hunter Biden's dealings to the president to prove corruption. Republicans argue the payments to Hunter Biden's multiple accounts by foreign entities, including Russia, implicate the president. President Biden says he's practically declared a national climate emergency, although he's actually yet to make a formal declaration. In an interview with the Weather Channel, Biden was asked whether he was prepared to declare a climate emergency.
I've already done that. Nationally, we've conserved more land. We've rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. We've passed a $368 billion climate control facility.
Biden is highlighting his clean energy policies in New Mexico. The president spoke to a crowd at the Arcosa Wind Towers facility. Most Americans say they're concerned about rapidly developing artificial intelligence. A new poll from YouGov shows 62% of registered voters are mostly or somewhat concerned. This is USA News.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein is back home after going to the hospital after a fall on Tuesday. A spokesperson for the Democrat described the incident as a minor fall in her home. This comes as the 90-year-old senator has dealt with health issues over the last year. The Biden administration is defending its decision to pull out of Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said it was the correct policy choice, but declined whether to say it was a success. The administration has faced sharp criticism over the chaotic withdrawal. A suicide bombing killed 13 U.S. troops and 170 Afghans. New York City is on shark watch as agencies launch daily drones to monitor all the beaches.
It comes just days after a shark attack at Rockaway Beach, the first one New York City has seen in decades.
We've never had such an incident happen to us here in the Rockaways.
Parks Department Deputy Commissioner Iris Rodriguez-Rosa says units will be looking for sharks and anything they might follow.
When you talk about the schools of fishes, yes, usually the sharks may follow that, so we will carefully look at that very closely to make sure we monitor. Our lifeguards will be looking at it carefully with the binoculars.
The FDNY and NYPD says they'll fly drones over all New York City beaches from 9 a.m. until dusk every day until the end of the summer. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Target customers will soon be able to add Starbucks to their drive-up orders. The retailer announced it's beginning a nationwide rollout of the option for shoppers to add Starbucks food and drinks to be delivered straight to their car. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.